Hello, good morning, everybody.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. I apologize for the delay. I tried to get on to one computer, and I had no internet, so I thought it was the computer's fault. And then I tried to get on another computer, and no internet. And then I went to go use my phone. So our internet must be out in our area because I've never had that happen before. So how crazy is that? So we have no internet here. I don't know what happened in our area overnight. And I can't even see a web page. And I know we're talking about receiving today. And yesterday we talked about our gifts, and it's just so crazy to, you know, all of a sudden not be able to get on and not be able to see what's going on. So how weird is that? But we got to just keep on going. I hope you're there. I can't see anybody. It's so weird not being in the studio. So I have to follow a clock to make sure that I know when we're ending. So we won't have the music, or not even the music, I wish it was the music, the voice over the very end of the show. So welcome. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, 2017. We're like right, just kind of passing the middle of this month, hitting May. Things just are going by so quickly, but we're close to the summit. The summit is only like 3 weeks away, maybe, yeah, about 3 weeks away. So it's really exciting that that's building up. And I hope you guys are all doing well. So today we're talking about receiving. And I realized after this past week and that I got just so crazy. I almost couldn't receive anymore. And somebody was, you know, the baseball people and my son and everything that was going on in our lives with all the stuff they were giving us and sharing with us and time. Comfortable, I couldn't handle it. But then I sat back and just enjoyed it and just let myself enjoy it. And the weirdest thing was that all of a sudden I saw everything differently. I realized why it was so hard for us to let anybody do anything for us. And it came and stems from the fact that we, very beginning, now we look at receiving as something that's not so great. So people might say, hey, you know what, you look great today. Oh, no, you know what, I didn't wash my hair today, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. Or people say, wow, you did a great job on that. And, oh, you know, that took me so many hours. And we feel like no matter what good happens to us, we have to come back with some reason, some justification, some defense as to why that's the truth for today. It's such an interesting thing that I couldn't believe that I lived an entire lifetime of taking away what gave us. They just took it away and you feel like you can't accept it because if you do, you're bad. When people just would say, when I say, hey, you look great today, and they just say, thank you, it was just over. It was done. It was great. And I felt like, wow, they heard me. But if they kept telling me, why not, why not, why not, when I'm looking at it saying, but all I said was, you look great today. And the next time I think, oh, you know what, they don't really think so. Okay, so then we're not going to have to go through that again. But I did it. I used to cut myself up better than anyone. I was like a reverse slicer. They'd say something, and I'd break it down and give it right back to them as though, you know, oh, okay, well, all right, yeah, okay, good, as long as you see that. Or stuff, just why? Why? Why can't we accept? And that level of vulnerability in us, that wants to accept, that wants to feel, that wants to be a part of the life we're living. And then we start living it And then we push away this part and push away that part. Because we were not taught from the very beginning to accept ourselves. Accepting ourselves was like a no-no. Being happy about wanting to do something was a no-no. We had to say, well, you know, I had to do that because we have all these excuses, or I've always wanted to, or we have to have some kind of explanation instead of just saying, wow, I just love doing it. Nowadays, it's a little easier to say that to the millennials, and they can say it in 5 seconds flat or correct your English because that's what they've been taught. They've been taught by parents who love them almost to a point of too much in a way that we didn't really want them to work as hard as we did. We didn't want them to learn the things we did. We didn't have spankings and whoopings on the regular. So they grew up differently. They grew up in a way, as a, you know, I see my kids, I see their friends. In a way, they grew up kind of like, hey, this is my world too. Because that's what we taught them. And they came out completely different than us. They even have different name than us. They're called millennials. They grew up with technology. They grew up with information. When you say something to them, like one day I looked at my daughter and I said, oh my God, you look adorable today. And I never, ever said that to her before for some reason. And she goes, oh, Mom, that's so cute. You never called me adorable before. And it made her happy. And she took it in and she enjoyed it. And she didn't say, oh, you know, I bought this on sale or, oh, this is or whatever. Nothing. She just thought I was so cute that I used that word. That kind of confidence comes and is built into us. And most people who are a little older now, I would say 35 or 40 and older, maybe if you come from different parts of the world, a little younger than that, we weren't taught to accept, to want and to need and to grow and to ask for what we need. We were taught to get what we need quietly, build ourselves up, make sure we're okay. We were taught all of that. And then to do for others. And what happened to us is we got a lot of lonely people. Because then we think, well, I've done all of that, and wow, you know, I'm not really that happy. I need people, each other. We will crave each other's brains, crave each other's excitement, crave each other's growth, crave each other's will to push ourselves. And yet we weren't taught to need each other. We were taught to not need each other. Well, you need to take care of this on your own. You need to take care of that on your own. And so now we have all these billions of people who are just on their own. Nobody realizes that a woman who has a child needs care, needs time to raise that child, needs love. Because that doesn't bring in a paycheck, then you are nothing. And there is nothing to you. And then what? What happens to the children? They get that love from a bunch of different places and they don't put it all in one place. Now they don't feel like they really need any one person, but they go out in groups, they come back in groups, they have a whole different dynamic. Girls at 16 or 17 don't go out with a steady boyfriend and get married at 18 with friends until they're in their late 20s. And then once their job's solidified, they start saying, oh, you know what, it might be time for me to get married. A whole different world. In my time, I got married late at 23. In my mom's time, late was 18. Now there isn't a late. That's not even in the pool, in the mix.
We are all receiving life differently. Every generation, and at times, we get to stay long enough to see it happen a couple of times. But this time in our history, we have this flexibility to learn to receive and to say, hey, you know what? I can accept that. Even in a conversation, I receive that. I've heard younger people say that to me. I realized, and I didn't know this for a while, but a lot of more religious people said that to me. And then I realized they're all from the same like background, but they just live in different parts of the country, where when you tell them something, they say, I receive that. They let you know. But then it makes me feel like if I say something and they don't say, I receive that, that maybe wasn't maybe right for them. But I receive that. Well, maybe that's something we can say in our heads when someone says something before we say thank you and end it right there. Thank you. That's an easy two words, but they're powerful. Because in that thank you, you have the belief that we need each other. You have the feeling of self-acceptance. You allow yourself to rejuvenate and reclaim the work you've done for yourself. We all take care of ourselves. We all try to do things a certain way that makes us happy. We all need our little structure and the way we and the way we go to bed and what we do in the middle of our days, what we fill them with. It's amazing how just that shift in self-acceptance allows us to receive. Instead of feeling bad for wanting, bad for desires, oh, I want that. But now it's even gotten different where now it's down to money. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. I can't afford that. And life is not being with each other. Everything else we can't afford, we probably can live without in one way or another, except each other. And when I asked Christ this morning, what is it about receiving that like freaks us out, that we just can't handle it? And he said, it all goes back to self-love. Self-love is a term I never even heard until I saw Christ. I remember self-accounting when he said those. Self-accounting, self-love. And I thought, oh my gosh. And now, 15 years later, it's common knowledge to say self-love. People get it. People get it. They say, oh yeah, you know what? What is that? Because at first, when you said self-love, they thought selfish. They thought ego. They asked me, why? Why do we need to love ourselves? And I say, really? They say, yeah, why do I need to love? I've been doing just fine until now. I said, have you? Well, I'm not sure. What do you mean by self-love? And I said, learning that you can love yourself, because as much as you can love you, then you can love me. But I love my kids. I love my husband. I love my job. I said, that's great. That's great. Then maybe you're already doing it and you don't even know. And then as we start talking, it comes out that she doesn't give herself any time to do what she needs to do, and she's constantly frustrated and tired. And one of the hardest things to tell anybody is to take someone who believes everything's working, and they feel that if everything's working, then they're okay. And if it falls apart, then they're not okay, and then they fall apart. And then I realize how important it is for them to receive this conversation. And can they? And how do I get them there? And how do I get them there? Is it my job? And when Christ told me, just tell them the truth. If I never see them again, they have that. And then he told me, whether they get it in 10 minutes or 10 years, that's none of your business. Because you can't stop long enough. There's a lot of people to reach. And I kept thinking, where are all these people going to come from? But they came. Because we need to know that life isn't a race of getting things done. Life is interaction with people along the way. That's where our experiences come in. Receiving is just as big as giving. Receiving is just as big as learning. If a young child did not receive from the adults around them, they will not have learned anything you want to teach them. They were such blank canvases. If before defenses are up, before vulnerabilities are even known they're there, they received us. And they continue to receive. It's one of the most amazing parts of understanding children. When you watch children, we remember those things in some way. If you can, whether you don't have children yourself and you go to nieces or nephews or friends' kids or visit people with children. When I was coming back from Kansas City and I was on the plane, there were two girls sitting like next to the row, just kitty corner from me. And they were probably, one was probably 9, the other one was 6. And the 6-year-old during the flight kept going, la, 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 la. And then she'd stop, and then maybe 10 minutes later, la, 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 la. And her other sister would be like, be quiet, we're on a plane. She didn't get that we were on the plane and she couldn't do that. She just thought, sitting here, and she'd keep la, la, la-ing all the time. So at the end of the flight, I look at the two girls and they're like so cute. And they're sitting there and they're putting away all their electronics. They each had, you know, like their little headphones and their iPads. And they weren't iPads, but they were some kind of pads. And, you know, their parents were collecting all their electronics and putting it in this case. And they were just getting ready to get off the plane. And I said to the mom, boy, you have your hand full with these. But in a good way, I didn't realize that that was kind of a negative. She goes, oh, no, you know what? They're not that much trouble. I said, oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. I meant it in a great way that, you know, they entertained me the whole time on the trip when I was awake enough to be entertained. But they're just happy kids. And she goes, oh, yeah, but you know what? At times they're, and now she's telling me they're a handful when I said they were happy. But when I said they were a handful and she thought that was a negative, she tried to tell me they were okay. And I thought that I told her that they were a handful. She was telling me they weren't. And then when I told her that they weren't, she was telling me that they were. And I thought, oh man, this poor person. They're so ingrained in the process that they have to feel like they have a control over it or know what you don't because it's their job. So as I'm walking off the plane, I said, Christ, slow her down a little bit. Just slow that roll. Let her just breathe and enjoy these kids because they're going to grow up so fast. They're not just, I have to pick up after them and I have to, they'll learn to pick up after themselves. It happens to every kid at some point, especially if they move out early on. But if that mom knew how to receive a little bit more, it would be her and her husband doing that. Because she would allow someone else haggard and look tired and look like, you know, I've got it all under control. Self-love being the very first thing that Christ said to me. 1 ounce of pure love, pure intent will overcome any obstacle provided that it's pure. Purity of allowing other people in bonds people to us. That woman I met, if I knew her for 10 years, she will be the same way. If we never got to stop and talk about it. And yet things will look fine and look okay, and she'll just feel like, okay, I've paid my dues, I've done my work, my kids are now 18, and now they're going to school, and now I'm free. Oh, wait a minute. Who am I? Who am I? Nobody's here anymore. All that work I did, where did that go? Where did they go? What just happened? Even though it was like a marker in your life. Then you look at your husband and you're like, hey, how are you over there? What's going on? Oh, I'm good over here. And he's just doing what he always does because he always had the time to do it. But if they both worked, if they both participated, then what would happen? They would both have been talking about a plan all along. She was able to receive him and allow him in, even if at first it wasn't comfortable for him. Oh, honey, can you put the kids to bed tonight? So that the kids have both parents, relationships with both parents. And the mother can maybe take a shower before bed. It makes such a difference. And then maybe the next night it's the other way around, or however it works, but working together, having enough to believe that we need each other, allows everyone to be involved in each other's lives. And these are things that we don't even think about because we think, well, I've got this and this and this and this, and years go by doing that. Taking the family for a walk after dinner. Actually having dinner together. I'm noticing in this time more families focusing on that time because what they realize is once all is said and done, nothing you have can ever replace the human interaction of learning how to receive, learning how to accept yourself. Stuff doesn't teach us to accept ourselves. We can't. It's an inanimate object. Anything happened, you'd run for your life and leave it behind. Helping each other, helping us help ourselves. Learning to receive from each other so that we can learn from each other. All of that comes into play when we say, hey, you know what? Thank you for that. Could really appreciate it if you could help me do this. When people ask me to help them, I'm happier than a pig in mud. It makes me feel like they cared enough, they trusted enough. I've also had the kind of people who manipulated help out of me. And those people are far gone from my life now. Because that's using people, which is different than receiving from each other. It's a lot of users, not knowing they were users until the repetition started coming in. And then I realized, hey, they really didn't want to, like, go out and look for work. Or they really didn't want to do that, but they didn't tell me. They just gave me the sob story over and over again. I believed it the first time. Maybe even the second or third in the beginning. But then I realized that I'm giving, 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 and they are not receiving. Because they have no intention of receiving. Because they didn't want to do what they knew was theirs to do. And they wanted somebody else, even went as far as probably making you feel guilt for not delivering. I've helped people that opportunities literally walked into their lap. They found them to not receive it. And they found a reason to not receive it. Amazing how just receiving in life, accepting other people's opinions, they may not be your own, but also understanding that their opinions, their simple opinions, carry weight in your life that can influence your day, your time, how you do things, why you do them the way you do. And you will always continue to grow. It's like we are each a walking text of an example of God's souls on earth. Each one of us. We receive what we think. We receive what others think. We allow ourselves to grow. We search for each other, we care about each other, and life changes colors. Colors. You guys, I got 10 seconds. I will see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.